leaves and frosty nights drag on towards back Spindlewinter and a new hog's watch night nestling like a frozen jewel at his heart. Since the hub is never closely warmed by the weak sun, the lands there are locked in permafrost. The rim, on the other hand, is a region of sunny islands and balmy days. There are, of course, 8 days in a disc week and 8 colours in its light spectrum. 8 is a number of some considerable occult significance on the disc and must never, ever be spoken by a wizard. Precisely why all the above should be so is not clear, but it goes some way to explain why on the disc the gods are not so much worshipped as blamed.
"Just go away, will you?" said the rider. "I haven't got time for you, do you understand?"
He looked around and added, "That goes for your shadow-loving flea-bag partner too, wherever he's hiding." The weasel stepped up to the horse and peered at the dishevelled figure.
"Why, it's Rincewind the wizard, isn't it?"
he said in tones of delight, meanwhile filing the wizard's description of him in his memory for leisurely vengeance.
"I thought I recognised the voice."
Bravd spat and sheathed his sword. It was seldom worth tangling with wizards. They so rarely had any treasure worth speaking of.
"He talks pretty big for a gutter wizard," he muttered.
"You don't understand at all," said the wizard wearily. "I'm so scared of you my spine has turned to jelly. It's just that I'm suffering from an overdose of terror right now. I mean, when I've got over that, then I'll have time to be decently frightened of you."
The weasel pointed towards the burning city.
"You've been through that?"
he asked. The wizard rubbed a red raw hand across his eyes.
"I was there when it started. See him, back there?"
He pointed back down the road to where his travelling companion was still approaching, having adopted a method of riding that involved falling out of the saddle every few seconds.
"Well?"
said Weasel.
"He started it," said Rincewind, simply.
Bravd and Weasel looked at the figure, now hopping across the road with one foot in a stirrup.
"Fire raiser, is he?" said Bravd at last.
"No," said Rincewind, "not precisely. Let's just say that if complete and utter chaos was lightning, then he'd be the sort to stand on a hilltop in a thunderstorm, wearing wet copper armour and shouting, 'All gods are bastards.' Got any food?"
"There's some chicken," said Weasel, "in exchange for a story."
"What's his name?"
said Bravd, who tended to lag behind in conversations.
"Two-Flower."
"Two-Flower?" said Bravd. "What a funny name."
"You," said Rincewind, dismounting, "do not know the half of it. Chicken, did you say?"
"Devilled," said Weasel.
The wizard groaned.
"That reminds me," added the weasel, snapping his fingers, "there was a really big explosion about, oh, half an hour ago."
"That was the oil bond store going up," said Rincewind, wincing at the memory of the burning rain.
Weasel turned and grinned expectantly at his companion, who grunted and handed over a coin from his pouch. Then there was a scream from the roadway, cut off abruptly. Rincewind did not look up from his chicken.
"One of the things he can't do, he can't ride a horse," he said.
Then he stiffened, as if sandbagged by a sudden recollection, gave a small yelp of terror and dashed into the gloom. When he returned, the being called Two-Flower was hanging limply over his shoulder. It was small and skinny, and dressed very oddly in a pair of knee-length breeches and a shirt in such violent and vivid conflict of colours that Weasel's fastidious eye was offended even in the half-light.
"No bones broken by the feel of things," said Rincewind. He was breathing heavily.
Bravd winked at the weasel and went to investigate the shape that they assumed was a pack animal.
"You'd be wise to forget it," said the wizard, without looking up from his examination of the unconscious Two-Flower. "Believe me, a power protects it."
"A spell?"
said Weasel, squatting down.
"No, but magic of a kind, I think. Not the usual sort. I mean, it can turn gold into copper while at the same time it is still gold. It makes men rich by destroying their possessions. It allows the weak to walk fearlessly among thieves. It passes through the strongest doors to leech the most protected treasuries. Even now it has me enslaved, so that I must follow this madman willy-nilly and protect him from harm. It's stronger than you, Bravd. It is, I think, more cunning even than you, Weasel."
"What is it called, then, this mighty magic?"
Rincewind shrugged.
"In our tongue, it is called reflected sound as of underground spirits,